when they did it, when they censored him the last time, it was like they blame it some on some disgruntled employee who would just quit or something. But then, you know, you had, he was still a fairly new president and stuff, and there was a lot more resentment towards him from the older politicians. And I think a lot of sitting senators and House of members of the, what do you call them, congressmen, their re-election hangs pretty much on how well they support Trump. So I think now he's got the political backing to actually do something about it. And I think, what's the guy in Texas? Cruz. Yeah. Mm. I read somewhere that he asked for some criminal investigation against Twitter or something right now. So it looks like the wheels of the politics have been set in motion. It's been a long time coming. And I do think something's going to happen. It being Trump, I dare to say that he's not going to go full all in and do what actually is needed to do. But I think we're going to see some kind of change. And I think the other tech companies have known this because they've been running to Capitol Hill basically since end of last year, asking for regulations, because they kind of know that if they can be lobbying for regulations for themselves, then they can kind of control what kind of legislation is going to be put in place. And you've had like Google and Facebook and stuff like that being asking for different kind of legislation towards them and their collection of data and so forth. And now when Twitter did this, they were pretty harsh in their criticism towards Twitter, which is pretty unique. So I think it's pretty serious.